Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, question in from Stu Clifton today. Stu's a Bull Rowan candidate in 2015, and he's planning on running two oceans as well. And his question in a nutshell is, how fast should he be running two oceans next year if Bull Rowan is his goal? Let me give you a bit of background. He says he's already qualified at the Nelson Mandela Marathon. Last year, he ran a 4:56 at oceans and had a great run, running the last 10 kilometers in 46 minutes. But on his last long run before comrades, a calf niggle started and he ended up having to rest it for almost 3 weeks. His Bull Rowan hopes went out the window with that. He just couldn't stay on pace, and he knows that overdoing it at two oceans and on another training run is probably what pushed him into injury. He's done three comrades and come off a training base from doozy. He's a fairly competitive paddler. He finishes in the top 20.
Yeah, like he should be getting a Bull Rowan. And I think if I just look at two oceans purely in isolation, the 46-minute last 10K is probably where that damage was done. So, you know, he could have run 50 minutes for that last 10Ks and still gone under 5 hours. And I know a lot of people like to do that. But, you know, anywhere around 5 hours, 5 hours, 5 hours, 15 even, is still Bull Rowan material or potential. So I think he just needs to set out his stall at oceans a little more carefully and just behave all the way. So, you know, you take those 4 minutes longer, it's 15 second a K slower, and that is quite a significant difference in terms of intensity. And he'd recover faster. And then, you know, he said he also overdid it on another training run. Well, just don't overdo it on training runs. I think that's really important for him going forward, is that he has to emphasize the training on the training run. And I forget the name of the first coach who said it, but there's just been so many coaches that have reiterated this through time, and that is that we don't race to train, we train to race. So make sure that your training runs are easy and your races, the races that you're targeting, that is, are hard, and you get the goal that you set for yourself.
Lindsay, you also say something at the Comrades Road shows that, for me, just listening to Stu's questions sort of rang sort of bells, where you talk about Comrades being a selfish mistress, that you want to focus on Comrades alone?
Yeah, that's it. If you are going to go and cheat on Comrades with other races, she's going to get you back on race day. So, yeah, be faithful, put all your eggs in that basket, and Comrades will reward you.
There we go. Lindsay Perry, thank you so much for that. We're back again with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast in a day. Don't forget, if you want to check out the details of that Comrades webinar, the website to get to is runtalksa.co.za/2015 Comrades. It's coming up. Can't wait to share the plans we've got for you in the build-up to Comrades 2015. So runtalksa.co.za/2015 Comrades.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.